You're listening to the best of Lex and Terry.
Hey, you got any chips? Yeah.
No, I ate them.
Did you? I saw you eating them.
Yeah, I had some
Doritos.
No.
Lay's.
No.
Potato skins.
Yeah.
Cheddar and bacon.
Friday, potato skins, cheddar and bacon.
Really?
What did you say?
TGI.
Oh, TGI Friday. Friday. Oh, I thought you said you only eat them on Fridays or something.
No.
Out of the bag, there's TGI Friday skins and bags.
I don't, I don't go into that machine over there very high. What do they have in there? Anything good?
Only one thing I care about: M&M peanuts.
Yeah,
M&Ms, Kit Kats, Snickers.
You don't eat out of there very much.
Snickers.
I have my days.
Yeah,
yeah, I have my days.
Yeah. Now, do you get a lot in that bag?
No.
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 He just looked over at Kim. He just gave Kim the dirt. God, I wish this was on camera.
That look he just gave over, like,
it just hit him.
I just knew some reason. Why did we start talking about snacks?
Yeah.
I remember, as I'm coming out of the snack room, I got me two bags of the potato skin.
Which is fine. You're eating two bags. You're a big guy.
And I took open one bag and poured into the other.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Now, why would you do such a thing?
You know, used to having two bags, you know, make full.
Yeah, because nobody's going to question you on one bag.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Are you afraid people are going to say, why are you having two bags? Or is it just a convenience just having one bag?
It's habit. Because my wife always gets on me. Because I
if I'm home, and,
I'm just having one snack. Yeah. You pour everything in it.
Yeah,
that's sad, man. I want to hug you.
Hey, no, dude, it's not that.
I want to hug you too, because that's genius.
Lex will be using that.
She'll get mad because she'll go to the grocery store and say, "Do you want anything?" Oh no, I'm trying to leave alone. Give me some grapes and apples.
Yeah.
But she still gets the regular stuff for my kids.
Yeah.
So if she sees me go in there, she'll say, "Stop eating up those kids' snacks." So if I want two bags, I get two, pour it in one. I say, I only got one bag.
Uh-huh.
So she don't see.
Oh, I see.
Bags. I bet there's a bunch of rotten fruit in that house.
You know what? It ain't as nasty as your house.
I was going to say, at least he's got food in his house.
And my kids do eat the fruit, too. And for some reason, even though she buys those unhealthy snacks, it seems like I'm the one always eating them. Because they'll go grapes and applesauce and apples and all that crap.
Yeah, you hate to see.
Yeah, that's the crap.
And this is what sucks as a fat guy is you hate. You can't stand to see food go to waste, even if it's food you don't want.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I mean, it's like there's no bigger heinous thing in the world than food going bad.
You guys are trying to turn this into an economic issue.
I would rather see you.
Is that what it is? I just want to eat crap, but this is a murderous economic issue.
I would rather see you buy a Hummer and leave it running in your driveway all night than waste a bag
with
of
all
potato
the lights
chips.
On.
Yeah, because
that bag, especially.
Yeah, but what about an apple?
Yeah.
See, well, then there you go.
Yeah, grow some more apples.
That's not just a, you know, it's.
But you can't make more cherries.
No.
You know, once they go bad.
I get pissed if I go in there, and, you know, there's the big bag of Doritos or Cheetos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like.
You don't want them getting stale.
There you go. And that's what happens. Because the kids don't close them good enough.
That's right.
They don't close them good
enough. Right.
Then I got to throw away a whole half a bag of Cheetos because they stale.
Before they go bad. Or you have to ingest them before they go bad.
Welcome to Fat Talk with Lex and Terry.
We'll address it on Fat Day. Right now it's Ladies Day.
Wow, I've learned so much.
You've learned nothing. You don't know what it's like to be us.
I try to eat the apples and the grapes. Then my daughter or my son, oh, let me have some.
All you responsible people who eat responsibly.
I don't do
that.
Terry
doesn't eat responsibly.
I go through phases. I'll go through a phase where I eat responsibly, and then I'll go through.
Look at those bird legs. He's not a miseater like we are.
A miseater?
Yeah, we're miseaters.
You haven't missed many.
Exactly. So don't feel you can horn in on our discussion. Like you know what it's like to be us.
I'm capable of overeating.
No, you're not.
I am too.
No, you're not. You're not in a club.
No.
I wish I was 205.
I crapped something your size last night. Shut up.
I would look like a big head crack addict if I was 205 pounds.
Yeah.
You don't know.
But I'm an out of shape 6'4", 205.
Ooh, you went over 200. Ooh. Shut up.
You've toned up over the past 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit.
Arms a little bigger. Chest is getting broader.
Are you looking at me in a weird way?
No.
Okay.
You can still go into a room full of skinny people and talk bad about us. And while you can do that, then you're not part of the club. I'm sorry.
This is the last thing I'll say, and I'll go back to my club.
We walk into rooms, people shut up.
They hide the food.
Yeah, that's right.
No, they don't. Yeah. They always try to offer you food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted
to
say?
Yeah, because they figure that's all you do.
Yeah.
Is talk and eat.
Well, apparently it is.
Look at Taint piping up in there.
You would too, Taint, if you could afford it.
I'm not gonna lose sleep over some potato chips that are going stale in the cupboard.
No, because you've never had the ability to have that happen. There's nothing in your cupboard.
But some dirty paper plates.
We had to do a bit just to see if you had a place to live. Let alone to put anything in it. So shut up, Tate.
I almost gave Dia a Fred Sanford going over here.
Yeah, I don't see how somebody can talk. All he got is peanut butter jelly and Patron.
What else do you need?
And Brokeback Mountain.
You got my apartment, and I had a chicken there, and I had a little bit of food. What else do I need?
Gotta give him props for the chick.
Jelly time!
I haven't heard that in a while. I love that.
I do too.
What's the list? Okay, I gotta ask you. Even when I'm in my worst eating phases, I still don't eat late at night or anything.
What's the worst for me?
How do you sleep?
That's the thing. I know that I'll never be able to sleep if I have something sweet to eat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I could.
What a rank amateur.
And especially after.
There's hope for me.
I can't even talk to you.
You're a juvie.
There's hope for me.
Oh, I can get up.
Well, how late?
How could you even sit in the same room as a double-bagging genius like D and say such things?
It could be 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Have you ever woken up just to eat something?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have, Kim?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Lex?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Of course I have.
Definitely. I mean, a big mixing bowl side. I just go in and pour some Cheetos, get me a tall glass of Pepsi or Coke, go sit and watch TV.
You want to know what the number one question asked to me in my life is? What happened to the blank?
Food, that type of thing?
Oh, that. Hey. Oh. Where's my?
What happened to?
I was going to eat that.
Therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you left it in there for 2 weeks.
Thing people ask me. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
It hurts my feelings.
My
of course
daughter.
I ate it.
See, Mama bought that for us. Well, you don't have a job.
Hey, how about this? The stupidest question of all? Why'd you do that?
Yeah. I was hungry.
Because it was there. Stupid.
Why did you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because you left it in there unguarded. That's why.
You forgot to turn the alarm on.
Right.
Wow. Same.
First thing, my wife. Don't eat that. That's for the children. Well, I got a job.
Yeah.
I could buy some more if I eat it all up.
So what's the latest on a normal, like, okay, out of 7 days a week, how often do you eat past
8 of those.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock at night.
Just last night.
8 of those.
Last night, as I'm watching the BET Awards, about 8 o'clock, I asked my wife, I said, is there any more peanuts down there? She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I put some in the oven, you know, to roast it. They finished up about 9 o'clock.
See, that's what I respect about you. You know, you'll not only that, you'll actually go the distance to make them taste exactly the way you want it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because BET almost sounds like eat.
Can't spell E without the E and the T. So, and what about, you know, real honestly?
I need no real reason.
No, I'm talking about time-wise.
Time-wise, I try to observe the, like, 8 o'clock rule,
mm-hmm.
you know, but
try is the key.
Yeah.
And the refrigerator that I have upstairs now.
Can you give me an Ambien? I'm cleaning out the pantry. I'm stumbling down the hall.
Like a bear.
I am stumbling,
just rifling through the...
I'm stumbling down the hall and I'm...
Poor Sandy has to tie stuff in a tree and they just so you can't eat it.
And she's so cute. She screams stuff like, get out of there! Stop it! You're going to get fat!
Because you're foraging.
Gonna get fat, honey?
And I try to fill the refrigerator upstairs with healthy stuff. I got the little fruit cups, you know, light fruit cups. Mm-hmm.
That means you got to climb the stairs to get it.
No, I'm already upstairs.
Okay.
I'm already upstairs.
You know what the problem? Climb, he's got one of those chairs that lifts him up there.
You know what the problem with the fruit cups is?
You can't
eat behind
this
the
one.
Frozen pizza.
You can't eat just one.
Yeah. No. I have a fruit
they don't
cup
taste
while
good
I
with
wait
chocolate
for my,
on them.
I have a fruit cup while I wait for my pizza to cook.
That's the truth.
It's just extra
that's
toppings for you.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
My pizza can be cooking and I'm standing there in front of the stove with a fruit cup.
This fruit pizza ain't bad.
Yeah. How do you think that pineapple pizza got invented? Do you think somebody just thought of that? God, you people are stupid. Oh, it's Hawaiian. No, it was a fat guy that spilled his fruit cup on his pizza when he pulled it out of the oven.
And chocolate chip pancakes.
Yeah. While most normal people would throw it away, he ate it and told people it was good.
Yeah,
and
right.
Don't let it be football season. You can hang it up.
I have a hard time on
that's
football season.
That's excuse season is what
it.
That is.
There you go.
That's
could,
right.
Football, the game could come on at 1. I could just beat and got up late, ate breakfast at 12:30, 1 o'clock. I got me a bag of skins, my beer, and my snack cakes.
I've actually had this conversation before. What'd you have today, honey? Well, all I had was some chips and watched the game. How many games do you watch? 3? Yeah, I ate chips pretty much through all 3 of them.
I mean, I
just read the bag. I've just consumed 1,800 calories in chips.
I love football season, and I love the night before going to the supermarket. And does this help? Does this help? Am I part of the club? I love going to the supermarket and picking out all the crap I got to eat during the game.
Now, are you hungry or not hungry when you go to the supermarket? It's bad to go when you're hungry.
Yeah, I know
that's a stupid question. Yeah. We're always hungry.
Well, I know me and you are. That's why I'm trying to see if he was in the club.
Don't be redundant.
I mean, I know not to go to the supermarket hungry. I've bought those impulse buys.
I can't help
$300 worth of gum.
And Taint, while you sit in there and laugh at our fat smack, I wouldn't be wearing those chick pants much longer if I were you.
Yeah, if I'm 21 years old and, you know, when I was 21 years old, I was 130 pounds. At 6'3".
Now he's answering phones.
No, I...
You're doughy.
No, I'm working on
you
it,
you are.
Though. I told everybody when I came here. I told D. I said, it's a different town. Start over. And...
But you ain't started yet.
Yeah, but you're laughing. Yeah,
you started over by selling your weights. Shut up.
Listen to what?
Being poor and being skinny is synonymous, you know?
But like, you ain't skinny. Later,
how you pulling it off?
I don't know. It's just, you know, sooner or later, it's going to happen that I'm like, you know, I'm dying. I didn't need anything. I go to bed hungry like 4 nights out of the week, man. I'm losing aww. Weight.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's not a bad thing.
You know, what one I'll of my meals was when I was poor and I was still had to, you know, feed my fatdom?
Buffets?
Yeah, your fatdom.
And this is the God's honest truth. I would go to McDonald's, get 2 49-cent hamburgers,
mm-hmm.
go to Long John Silver's, get an order of crumbs, which is free. The crackling.
Mm-hmm. With the vinegar.
Love
and
them.
Go and get me a big gulp. That was dinner.
It's tough being poor and fat.
But I was eating. I had to eat. That's how I discovered the nachos at 7-Eleven. Because during that time, they were only 99 cents.
which I had to pull over still when D's making some pretty good money. I had to pull over so he could get some nachos and eat them in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
At 7-Eleven.
I delivered for Domino's for a while. There was total glee when somebody wasn't home because they didn't get that second phone call like you're supposed to get. Like, I knocked on the door and you weren't there? No. No, you weren't there. Your pizza's gone. Recall.
Oh,
I'm in a hardware store parking lot eating your pizza.
This is the best of Lex and Terry.